I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. The 62nd Greene County Fair starts Thursday, July 28th in Kara's Angela Canna Park behind Main Street. The fair's main attraction is the children and their animals, cows, pigs, goats, chickens, and more. There's also a Sunday morning talent show, a Saturday arrival by fire truck from Santa Claus, and all sorts of vendors, magicians, bands, and food. The fair starts at 9:30 a.m. July 28th and ends at 3 p.m. Sunday, July 31st. Ellen Gatiss reports in the Columbia paper that New Lebanon is the latest locality proposing to rewrite their solar laws after the state made solar farming more profitable. At the July 12th New Lebanon meeting, town supervisor Colleen Teal proposed changing the way the town regulates solar panels, signs, and industrial zoning in New Lebanon. Town attorney Dan Tosniski said, quote, "Some of these solar farms are huge. Do we want to allow them? If so, where do we want to allow them?" Unquote. The board said it will schedule two public hearings about regulating solar panels in New Lebanon. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Daily Freeman reports that gasoline prices fell another 2.9 cents per gallon last week in New York to average $2.34. In the Kingston-Ulster area, the newspaper surveyed most stations selling 87-octane unleaded for $2.17 per gallon on July 25th, according to the gasoline price website GasBuddy.com. Quote, "I foresee that, excluding a major hurricane or other disruption, we are very likely to see many more states with average prices falling under $2 per gallon by Halloween," unquote, says Patrick Dehan, a senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that on July 25th, the Columbia County Health Department began closing its certified home health care agency. Interim County Public Health Director John Mabb said state laws have allowed non-governmental home health care services to compete, and now the county has just four clients. The State Department of Health has signed off on the closing. Read the full story in Mid-Hudson News. I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update.